I think the number of contributors there raises the point of must we, can we? Are we bound by, you know, the constitutional provision which says that a Supreme Court judgment is final? Senator Sapone said, you know, the European Court, in the various paragraphs she mentioned, said, you know, implement in accordance with the existing constitutional provisions. Forgive me, but I think I have dealt with these points before, and I will say them again, if I may. The Supreme Court judgment, just like any other Supreme Court judgment, is of course the law of the land. There isn't any dispute about that. We're not challenging the legitimacy of the decision at a fundamental constitutional level. There are no constitutional coups, to use the expression of Senator Crown. But that does not deprive us as a part of the democratic process from critiquing a decision. I remember there was a decision, if I may go to history again for a moment, but I think it is enlightening, where the Supreme Court interpreted the Adoption Act in a particular way. This is about 35 years ago. We had a referendum. Everything was fine thereafter. It's absolutely reasonable for the democracy to respond to a Supreme Court decision. So I beg you, do not proceed on the basis that you have to implement the Supreme Court decision. You emphatically do not. Nor with respect to Senator Sapone, who has read the judgment from the European Court, does the European Court of Human Rights require us to implement the X decision. On the contrary, it does require clarity in our law. It specifically says that it's up to states to develop their law in this particular area. There is no right under the Convention to abortion, and we are perfectly free in this area to bring in, as I say, a legal system, again going back to what I mentioned again and again, the existing practice in medical hospitals. Our side of the argument is emphatically empirical, emphatically basis on the basis of what is happening already in Irish hospitals. Those who are proposing that the law be changed are proposing a change of culture in this area. The change of culture will involve the intentional taking of the life, the termination of a life of an innocent human being. That is a radical change in Irish society. Since independence, no such proposal has come before the Oireachtas, nor indeed, you know, before the wider community, that there should be such a proposal. I strongly say, and I repeat, what we are looking for here is something emphatically simple to provide. Existing medical practice should be given legal support. No change to change the situation and to change the culture in this country. Thank you.
Thank you.